It seems like that for those of us, when I look into the crowd this morning, I'm on the lower end of the spectrum. After you celebrate Christmas, year after year after year, nothing changes. And like a lot of things in our faith, the stories simply stay the same. But yet, we never come to a point where we have arrived in our faith. But the story doesn't change. Jesus is born. Mary and Joseph are his parents. Mary was sought by Gabriel. And pretty soon, the day of this birth, we call Christmas. And then we do this. The church is stunning. Many of your homes, if not all of your homes, are decorated well. All the parties we've attended and will attend in the remaining week or two. Think of all the trappings we put on this holiday. But why this one? Why not the 4th of July? Why not Easter? Have you ever been to an Easter party? I think I've been to a few, but not nearly as many as Christmas parties. What about Easter cookies? Do you light a fire? Do you make a gingerbread home at Easter time? There are 1,000 things you and I do in these days that you would never consider doing for Easter. And we do it because somebody being born, a baby boy, is a little bit more attractive than a dead man on a cross. That's the symbol at Easter, more or less. That over there, and then the little tyke as he grows up over there, that's our symbol at Christmas. I don't think I have the answer, but I think the church, and I think the saints, give us the answers. If we can move like parents do with their children, when they're born, babies need moms and dads. When a baby is born, a baby needs a mom and a dad to survive. But as that baby grows into an adolescent, and then a young adult, and then an adult, that baby, that child, goes from, hopefully, if they mature rightly, needing their parents to wanting their parents. And I think, I'm not a parent, I think it impacts parents just a little bit more. They would never replace childhood memories. Of course, they love their children when they're babies, when they're adolescents, and when they're young adults. But there's something that touches the heart, for you and me, not just in parenthood, when you're wanted and not just needed. And in our lives, unfortunately, we approach God more when we need him, and not when we want him. I think that's what the saints teach us about Christmas. Because really, there are three reasons, right? We know these. The three reasons why we have Christmas, why we celebrate the same thing every single year in December. When a baby is born, there's nothing more attractive than a baby. God's approachable. That's the first reason. The second reason, it's true. What you believe in and what I believe in is true. We're not all the same. There are some things other Christians believe in that are not Catholic, that are untrue. They're false. There are things Jews believe in that are false. There are things Muslims believe in that are false. But if you believe in the entirety of Catholicism, you believe in nothing but truth. That's what the church teaches. And what about the third reason? This is the one that gets us. It's the one of parenthood. The difference between being needed and being wanted is that it's so darn simple. Can you think of something more simple, an easier story than a mom and a dad and a child. What's more simple? What more can you want? I'm not here to judge any of you, but you screwed up. And so do I. The reason why Christianity is complicated is because of us. Sometimes, oftentimes, especially for those of us who don't go to church every Sunday, seasonal Catholics, think, well, why is the church so complicated? The church is easy. A baby is born, you believe in him, you follow him, and you go to heaven. That's four steps. We learn about five steps in kindergarten. But yet, we make it complicated. It's not complicated. It's a simple, easy faith. But like you, me too, are tempted and we have sin. And so whatever reason we fall into in our lives, because most of us choose an A, B, or C. God's very approachable to me because of my life. Two, I'm a mind person. I like to think. And yes, Christianity is true. That's why I'm a Catholic. Or three, I was born and raised with just the simple faith that if I love God, I follow His will, and I believe in the church's teachings, I'll go to heaven. Regardless of the reason you call yourself Catholic, let's not forget, friends, that the reason why we have Christmas is because God wants to move us to a point in our lives where we kneel in front of Him when we come to church, not just because we need to, but because we want to. And when a child first hears from his parents, and when parents, more importantly, first hear from their children that I want to be with you rather than I need you, something stirs in the hearts. See, in our lives, what separates us from being saints, you pray that I become a saint, and I pray that you become a saint, but we know, as Jesus teaches us, getting into heaven is not easy. The gate is narrow. It's not wide. It's a narrow gate. It's hard to get there. It's hard to be moral. It's hard to be faithful. But we know that regardless of why we're Catholic, that the season of Christmas and the day we celebrate today is to move our hearts from needing God to wanting Him. That's why Jesus comes to us as a baby. God just doesn't want a holiday. Some people will live today like God only wants me today. That's why churches are full. But that's not true. God wants you, and He wants me more than just a prayer before meal, a Sunday morning, just my marriage, just my parenthood, just my morning prayers, just my yearly confession, just my funeral that I go to, just my wedding day. God wants all of us. And kind of like a baby, our hearts too are not just in need of God, but they want Him. So, in 1 week, it'll be New Year's. And we'll make all sorts of resolutions. Perhaps you and I together can make this resolution that we understand in our bodies, in our minds, and in our hearts that our faith that we live is rather simple. And if I understand the most fundamental truth of my existence, God created me out of love, and it's through love that He'll bring me to heaven. If we live that reality in our lives, God being born will not just be a holiday in December. It'll be a joy that we live each and every day.